The God of Details, written by Kate Westenberg and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Exodus 25:9. You must make it according to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle, as well as the pattern of all its furnishings. Cracking open the book of Exodus feels like a throwback for me. So many dramatic stories from this book were imprinted in my mind by way of Sunday school felt boards. They have become somewhat euphoric for me. Moses and his humble reed basket being taken in by the princess, that burning bush, wild plagues, and the Israelites' spectacular escape. It's easy to read through the first half of Exodus like a storybook. And then comes the latter half, covenants and law, rules and instruction. It seems so antiquated. The reading becomes onerous and I'm tempted to skim. What are we to make of all this? Is it even important anymore? The chapters are steeped, rich in history and cultural significance, which is certainly worth a study on its own. But in reading through Exodus recently, I was wowed by something more simple. The details. Exodus 26:1 says, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen, and blue, purple, and scarlet thread, with artistic designs of cherubim. You shall weave them." When God relayed his vision for the tabernacle, it didn't come in vague and half-baked ideas. He was specific and incredibly detailed. The loops on the curtains, the clasps on the loops, the color of thread, lengths and widths, it's all in there. I've always loved how God gave Noah specific instructions on building the ark, but these details in Exodus take the technicalities to an entirely new level, and they show us an entirely different side of God. Throughout our lives, we struggle with day-to-day challenges. We face small bumps in the roads, simple challenges that we pray and think our way through. And occasionally we face the big ones, the really tough ones. Sometimes we step back and honestly ask, "How in the world is this even possible, God? It's a new territory we've never walked before. Our resources are limited. On paper, it's just not even possible." In Exodus, right amidst those precise instructions and patterns, we meet the God of details, the God that takes Israel's hand and says, "Here, this is exactly how I want you to do it. This thread, that many loops, these bronze clasps." All of a sudden, the last half of Exodus takes on a whole new meaning for me. Yes, it's rich in history. Yes, we learn about feasts and Sabbath law, but we also meet the God who cares about the details. We meet the God who knows and sees, who gently leads those who want to meet him and know him, and aren't always sure what that should look like lived out. He takes their willing hands and guides them in the growing. That God, I am, never changes. He is still the God of details, taking his people by the hand today. What a gift.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcasts.